works on port 69. Moving right along, DHCP, Dynamic Host Configuration Protocol, is used by devices to request an IP address and network configuration parameters like IP address, default gateway, and the DNS server IP addresses. Without DHCP, devices are usually configured statically. Another common service is Domain Name Server, or DNS, which translates and resolves host names into IP addresses. HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, transfers files from a web server or client PC to a web browser. It's the protocol that opens a web page whenever that page is located. HTTP itself resides in the application layer of the OSI model, uses little bandwidth, and supports both text and graphics. A more secure version of the HTTPS, the extra S standing for secure, which allows browsers and servers to sign, authenticate, and encrypt an HTTP network packet. For security, HTTPS uses SSL and TLS protocols, standing for Secure Socket Layer and Transport Layer Security, respectively. Browsers indicate when you're using HTTPS, but whichever one you use, secure sites' URLs begin with https://, instead of the usual http://. Address Resolution Protocol, ARP for short, is a network layer protocol that resolves network IP addresses into hardware, or MAC, addresses, using the Address Resolution Cache Table built into every network interface card, NIC. This table maps IP addresses into MAC addresses on the network. Before sending a packet, nodes check the Address Resolution Cache Table to see if the destination MAC address info is there. If so, that's the destination address. If not, then ARP broadcast request is issued. Executed at a command prompt, ARP is built into most network operating systems. SIP, Session Initiation Protocol, is a VoIP call control protocol that uses a URL to address a specific endpoint. SIP supports not only VoIP services, but also video over IP, instant messaging, and presence. Most VoIP signaling protocols use RTP, Real-Time Transfer Protocol, to transport voice traffic between endpoints. RTP uses UDP to transport this traffic but adds both time stamping and packet sequencing which don't exist within UDP. As an application program, Secure Shell, often called SSH, is used to log into another computer on a network, execute commands, and securely transfer files back and forth, something not offered by RLogin, Telnet, or FTP. SSH is actually a protocol suite. SLogin, SSH, and SCP, and requires that both server and client run SSH software. It uses strong authentication methods and secure communications, encrypting entire sessions and protecting against network attacks. SSH uses RSA public key encryption and can be used on Windows, Unix, and Mac computers. Okay, let's do email. The most recognizable email protocol is the Post Office Protocol, version 3, POP3. It's an application layer protocol used to retrieve email files from an email server. Whenever you contact to a POP3 email server, all messages addressed to your email address are downloaded into your email application. They can then be viewed, modified, or deleted without further POP3 assistance. POP3 can be used with or without Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, or SMTP, which we'll talk about next. The first thing to remember, SMTP sends email, whereas POP3 receives it. SMTP uses the spooled or queued method to deliver email. Email is sent to a destination where it's spooled into a hard drive. The destination email server periodically checks for new emails and sends or forwards them as they're found. Another popular protocol is IMAP4, which stands for Internet Message Access Protocol version 4. It's similar to POP3, but with more features. It allows you to download email, look at or download the message header, store messages in hierarchical structure, and link to documents and Usenet newsgroups. IMAP4 also provides for searching for emails based on subject, header, or content. IMAP4 users can manipulate their emails and folders while disconnected, then synchronize once the connection is reestablished. IMAP4 authentication components utilize the Kerberos authentication method. Most internet-based